जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यश यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रमयी जय जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय यम विष्णुपाद परम सपरिवाजिकाचार्य श्रोत्र शत श्री जुवेन ग्रह शि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परम सपरिवाजिकाचार्य श्रोत्र शत श्री जुवेन ग्रह भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు గౌరంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జై ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, verse number 19 until 22. We will also read 23 and 24. 23 has very small purport, we will read 24th as well. మీమాంసమానస్య సముత్తితోగ్రతో మీమాంసమానస్య నృసింహరూపస్తదలం భయానకం మీమాంసమానస్య సముదీతితోగ్రతో నృసింహరూపస్తదలం భయానకం మీమాంసమానస్య సముదితో అగ్రతో సముదితో నృసింహరూపస్త తదలం భయానకం Nimamsya manasya samutito krato. Nasimha rupastadalam bhayanakam. Nimam samanasya samuttitho grato. Nasimha rupastadalam bhayanakam. Vaishnavis. Nasya manasya samuttito grato. Nasimha rupasya Mimamsa manasya samuttito grato. Nasimha rupastadhalam bhayanakam. Mimamsa manasya of Hiranyakashipu, who was contemplating the wonderful form of the Lord. Samuttitaha appeared, agrataha in front, Nursimha rupaha, the form of Narsimha Deva. Half lion and half man. Tat, that. Alam, extraordinarily. Bhayanakam, very fearful. There are three more verses. I won't read word to word translation for them. I'll directly jump into translation. Translation and purport by Sri Vengash Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narsimhadeva standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face. His deadly teeth and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conchal disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. I'll read the verse number 23 translation. Then Hiranyakashipu reaction to after seeing this translation. Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, "Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me?" Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Purport. In the jungle, there are sometimes fights between lions and elephants. Here, the Lord appeared like a lion, and Hiranyakashipu, unafraid of the Lord, attacked him like an elephant. Generally, the elephant is defeated by the lion, and therefore the comparison in this verse is appropriate. Text number 24. Alakshito guno patita patangamo yata nusimha yujais so asurastada natat vichitram kalusatva dhamani swatejasayonu purapi bhattamaha. translation. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, He entered the dark universe and illuminated it by His spiritual effulgence. Purport. The Lord is situated transcendentally in pure goodness. The material world is generally controlled by tamoguna, the quality of ignorance. But the spiritual world, because of the presence of the Lord and His effulgence, He is free from all contamination by darkness, passion, or contaminated goodness. Although there is a tinge of goodness in this material world in terms of the Brahmanical qualification, such qualifications sometimes become invisible because of the strong prevalence of the modes of passion and ignorance. But because the Lord is always transcendentally situated, the material modes of passion and ignorance cannot touch Him. Whenever the Lord is present, there cannot be any darkness from the mode of ignorance. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 22, verse number 31. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar, Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. This material world is full of darkness and ignorance of spiritual life, but by Bhakti Yoga, this ignorance is dissipated. The Lord appeared because of the Bhakti Yoga exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. And as soon as the Lord appeared, the influence of Hiranyakashipu's passion and ignorance was vanquished, as the Lord's quality of pure goodness or the Brahman effulgence became prominent. In that prominent effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible, or his influence became insignificant. An example illustrating how the darkness of the material world is vanquished is given in the Shastra. When Brahma was created from the lotus stem growing from the abdomen of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Lord Brahma saw everything to be dark. But when He received knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything became clear. As everything becomes clear when one comes from night to sunshine. The important point is that as long as we are in the material modes of nature, we are always in darkness. This darkness cannot be dissipated without the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is invoked by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga creates a transcendental situation with no tinge of material contamination. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Tadadi Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। इट्स वेरी वंडरफुली एक्सप्लेन्ड इन वर्स नंबर 19-22 द लॉर्ड्स फीचर्स, हाउ Hiranyakashipu is seeing the Lord when he appeared out of the pillar. So there it is mentioned in this verse, alam bayanakam. Hiranyakashipu is feeling extremely alam. In the word-to-word translation it is giving, alam means extraordinarily, bayanakam, very fearful. Hiranyakashipu is conceiving Lord's future as extremely fearful. Now imagine, Hiranyakashipu is the demon who terrorized the entire world, entire universe, and he is feeling that fearfulness, you know, just after appearance of Lord. And it is also mentioned different features he is examining, you know. First he astonished seeing the half lion half man form of the Lord, and after that he is saying his eyes are like a, you know, molten gold. Have you seen any fearful eyes? Have you seen lion when it is attacking? So fearful. And here Hiranyakashipu is seeing Lord's eyes, so fearful, and his mustache mane is spread, you know, entire. If you go to in Mayapur, you see after they remove all the decorations of the Lord, when they're doing Abhisheka, you can see a fearful form of Narsingadev. But for a devotee, it's not at all fearful. Why?
Devotee loves Lord.
Yeah, because the vision is completely different. Devotee sees with love. It's like the small cub of the lion. It doesn't get feared to go near the lion. But whereas other animals, seeing the lion, just hearing the roar, they run away. So similarly for a devotee, because he sees the Lord, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. So for him, with that eye of love, he doesn't get feared. Whereas the fear personified within the heart of the devotee also runs away, just by remembering the Lord. So again, here in this verse mentioned different features of the Lord. It is said his tongue is so sharp, razor sharp tongue, and his deadly teeth, because he is so much angry at Hiranyakashipu. I said a Prabhu very nicely explained. Gopinath Prabhu is telling Hiranyakashipu, when he was torturing his son, you know, he is not considering he is my small boy. That's why when Lord appeared out of the pillar, he was so much angry that, you know, am I really present in his heart? I am there in everyone's heart, but am I there? So that's why when he ripped off Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, he was searching in the heart. So, and it is mentioned, if you see Lord's other features, his neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions. It is mentioned in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary that Hiranyakashipu had hundreds of hands. With all the hands he was fighting with all the soldiers. He was just chasing them away, and they were so much fearful of the form of the Lord. And he killed the demons, rogues and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus and other natural weapons. And in the next verse, Hiranyakashipu, first he felt fearful, seeing the Lord, extremely fearful, alam bayanakam. And then he was comparing, he is very fearful, okay, but I am Hiranyakashipu. I have conquered the entire universe and I got the benedictions from Lord Brahma that I will not be killed by any creation of Lord Brahma. So then he was thinking, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? He was thinking, I am not going to be killed by anybody. What is the use of such an attempt? And who can fight with me? He's thinking, who can fight with me? So I defeated everybody and everybody feared of me. Who can defeat me? So with that, he is going. Now we also see in the material world, people always fight each other thinking that who will defeat me? Nobody there to defeat me. This is one of the symptoms of demoniac nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that demoniac nature, how they behave. So they think, I have killed so many people and whoever come in between, I'll kill them, I'll make my position prominent. So we see, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, he is also thinking, he is estimating his own power with the power of the Lord. But who can? That's why in the next verse it is mentioned, when he went in front of Lord Narasimhadev, he was just like an insect going into the fire. So it is mentioned there, just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible. We have seen that. Sometimes in fire, insects, they go close to Matanga Patanga. So they are always attracted to the light. So they go close by. But as soon as they jump, that's it, finished. They are no more dusted. So similarly, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence. What is this effulgence? The Brahman effulgence coming from the Lord. So entire universe is illuminated by the effulgence of the Lord. And Hiranyakashipu, when he went in front of the Lord, and he became invisible. He became invisible. He is insignificant in front of the Lord. So similarly, all the attempts in the material world people make for establishing their position becomes invisible when Lord appeared. And it is mentioned that for a devotee, Lord appears as he is. But for a demon, how he appears? In the form of death. So when the death comes, everything, that's it. Flash of a second, not even flash of a second, that's it. All the accumulated wealth, strength, fame, name, everything gone. And in this purport, very beautifully Srila Prabhupada explained that Lord is situated transcendentally in pure goodness. The material world is generally controlled by tamoguna. So in the Lord, there is no tinge of material modes. So in the Ishopanishad, it is mentioned that Lord, he is Shuddham Apapaviddham. So he is completely pure, Shuddham Apapaviddham. Even any impure things goes to him, they get purified. So how we all getting purified? Just by chanting the names of the Lord. Just by chanting the names of the Lord, we are all getting purified. It's just a name of the Lord. Of course, it's non-different to the Lord, as he is absolute personality. There is no difference between his name, his form, his qualities, his entourage, his paraphernalia, his abode. So there is nothing which is related to the Lord is non-different to the Lord. So any aspect of the devotional service, any aspect, anything that related to the Lord is completely absolute. So of which there is no material contamination. And what to speak of the Lord who possesses all of them. So there is not a tinge of material modes. And he is transcendentally situated in pure goodness. Next it is mentioned that because of the presence of the Lord and his effulgence, he is freed from all contamination by darkness, passion or contaminated goodness. Just by the presence of the Lord in the form of his holy name, in the form of his deity form, in the form of anything that related to the Lord, and everything get purified. And here in the material world we see sometimes goodness also available in the form of Brahminical qualifications. But as we know that the Brahminical qualifications, the goodness also sometimes contaminated by ignorance, sometimes contaminated by passion. So there is no pure goodness available in this material world. But only one way to come to the goodness form, complete goodness, is rendering devotional service. Other than rendering devotional service, we always go up and down. Sometimes passion, sometimes ignorance. Even while performing in a sadhaka stage, in a practitioner, we will see sometimes we are prominence of passion is there, sometimes prominence of ignorance is there, and sometimes we float on goodness. But when we achieve complete perfection, we will be completely staying in the pure goodness platform. So that's what we want, we should be aiming for. And next mentioned, but because of the Lord is always transcendentally situated, the material modes of passion and ignorance cannot touch him. And in the next purport, Prabhupada given a beautiful example from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is mentioned that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. So Godhead is light. Nisense is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nisense. Is it very familiar slogan? Where it comes? Back to Godhead magazine. On the top of Back to Godhead magazine, you will see Godhead is light. You know, we may have ignorance coming from lifetime after lifetime. It may be staying from millions of lifetimes in our consciousness. But as soon as when we accept devotional service, any form of devotional service, especially the chanting holy names, so the ignorance which is there in our consciousness from millions of lifetimes will just run away. So there is one example that, you know, say for example, there is a room, and that was not used for so many hundreds and hundreds of years. There was only one small lamp, but nobody lit the lamp. And darkness, and it's completely closed. There is no ventilation, there is no windows, and it is completely closed. And darkness stayed there for millions of years. And one fine day, somebody lit the lamp, and he just turned on the switch, and lamp came. And the darkness cannot say, oh, I'm staying here from last millions of years. You light just came. No, I cannot live. Darkness cannot say like that. As soon as you turn on the light, the darkness, although staying in that room from millions of lifetimes, will run away. So similarly, darkness in our consciousness, the ignorance of our own identity, ignorance of the Lord, ignorance of our relationship, ignorance of our ultimate goal, may be there. But as soon as we come in contact with the Supreme Lord, through his devotee, or directly seeing the form of the Lord, so immediately ignorance is destroyed. And it will be run away. That's why it is said, where there is a Godhead, there is no darkness, nisense. And later it is given another example that as soon as the sun appears on the eastern horizon, you know, darkness, although it is stayed for whole night, know, when the darkness is there, when the during the night time, all the thieves, rogues, different pishachas, all those, they appear in the night. But as soon as the day, the night ends, and a small ray of sun comes, you see, all the thieves, rogues, they finish their job and they run away. They cannot stand in front of the light because all their activities are exposed outside. So similarly, we see in our consciousness, as soon as we come in contact with devotional service, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, attending lectures, all the ignorance stayed in our consciousness, that slowly runs away. Unless some notorious criminal, he may stay, but he will also be exposed in the light. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, in the beginning, Canto 1, there is a sequence of verses written. If you have read Markinaya Bhagavat Dharma, written by Srila Prabhupada, just upon reaching Boston, it is very good meditation for us, just as the Vyasa Puja is approaching. Read this one, Markinaya Bhagavat Dharma. Srila Prabhupada writes, this, the place where he is coming to Boston, America, is completely, overtaken by passion and ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada writes, there is no strength he has. I have no strength, but I have strong, firm faith on the words of Srimad Bhagavatam and in the holy name. So this is the only medicine. Then he writes all the sequential verses from first canto, second chapter, starting from Shunvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hrudyantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrut Satam. And he says, as soon as one hears Shunvatam Svakata Krishna, hearing the names of the Lord, hearing the pastimes of the Lord, Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hrudyantastohi Abhadrani, all the troublesome things which are there in our heart, Vidunoti Suhrut Satam. So they are gone. And he says, Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Utta Sloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtiki. He says, Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu, all the troublesome activities from our heart, they are run away. And then a devotee, after the passion and ignorance, as Tata Rajastamo Bhava Kamalobhaya Eshaya Chetayate Anavritti Stitam Sattve Prasiddhati. Then as soon as the passion and ignorance is gone, a devotee situates himself in the pure goodness. So bhakti, immediately, although wherever we are, it's like a turning on a light in a dark room. It doesn't matter where we are, it does work. So Nasta Prayesha Abhadesha. But only thing is the process, we have to adopt it. That's why in the later part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada again and again emphasized Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. So that's very important. One may feel, I have been practicing these many years, why am I not making any advancement? So reference point, what we are doing in our day-to-day activity, are we taking it? It's like a medicine. Doctor may prescribe the medicine, but if we are not taking medicine very seriously and not following the diet very seriously, it doesn't work. Of course, it does work, but it takes very long time. So if we want to see immediate result, we have to take it very seriously and apply very consciously. And later also it is mentioned in reference to Lord Brahma. Before the creation, Lord Brahma was thinking, how would I do? Everything he could see is only darkness. But when he meditated, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam we read, Tene Brahma Hrudaya Adikave, Lord gave knowledge to Brahmaji Adikave, in the heart. So not only he is not just available to Brahma, he is available for every living entity, especially in the human form. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned, Sarvasya Chaham Hrudisannivishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So he is present in everyone's heart. And he also mentions that, no, I am ready to give knowledge to you, but only thing, we have to turn back and seek that knowledge. And to Brahma also, he gave knowledge from within. And he, after that knowledge, Brahma could see things as they are. Now generally, without knowledge, we cannot see things. Without knowledge, knowledge plays a big role in seeing things as they are. And to the purpose of the things which exist. Now say for example, somebody joined in university. Joined in microbiology course, or you know, even say if something happens, we go to pathology center to give our blood. You know, they test. Say somebody joined in microbiology or in pathology course. On the first day, he doesn't know anything. Now, if he even he may go to the laboratory, he can have the instrument. If he see through the microscope, examine the blood samples, because without knowledge, what he will see through the microscope, he will see just a kaleidoscopic designs, nothing much. But as he learned from the professor, experienced person, you know, after thorough practice, when he see through that microscope, he will examine, okay, this is red blood cells, this is white blood cell, this is virus. And same instrument he has, microscope, and same blood sample, same person is seeing through the same eye. But before the course, he cannot see anything other than the designs, kaleidoscopic designs. But after he gets the knowledge, he can see things as they are. Similarly, when we see through the eyes of Shastra, from Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, so we see things as they are. Otherwise, we see things as we are. We may in the mode of ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness. So, a person without transcendental knowledge see things as he is, but he doesn't see things as they are. So, that's where the Shastra Shakshu helps us to see things for its original purpose. So, that we need to develop it in that Bhakti Yoga process. And it is mentioned, okay, Bhakti Yoga process is there. Some may ask, I don't have much time to practice all the elements of Bhakti given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 64 elements. So, where these 64 elements are coming from? From the Navavidha Bhakti. And we just a few chapters before, we have read instructions of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, Prahlad Maharaj very nicely, systematically explained to his schoolmates, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all the Navavidha Bhaktis. And it is mentioned, you know, I'm very much excited for the next chapter also, chapter number 9, that's one of the best chapters you can come across. So those are prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So in the Prahlad Maharaj prayers beginning, because one may undergo severe austerities for thousands and thousands of time, millions of years. One may have unlimited knowledge. He may discriminate. But Prahlad Maharaj says, none of them can satisfy the Lord. I'll just read. So in the Prahlad Maharaj prayers start from verse number 8 of chapter number 9. First three verses he very nicely describes the quality of bhakti one should possess, and only the bhakti can satisfy the Lord. Then we will discuss how Navavidha Bhakti, among the Navavidha Bhakti, which is most important. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, How is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words. Although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness, then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified. He is feeling himself not at all qualified to satisfy the Lord. Then he says, but manye, manye means I consider. And he says, manye dhanabhajana rupa tapas sutaujas. He says, Prahlad Maharaj continued, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. You see the importance of bhakti? And he gives an example, that is, Gajendra did this and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. Gajendra, who is? He is just an elephant, animal. But he called for the Lord in devotion. But Lord responded and he is very much satisfied with Gajendra's devotion. You see the superiority of bhakti? And then he says, okay, but one may possess all the Brahminical qualifications. You know, possessing Brahminical qualifications are considered really high when you go South India, you know, some places. They consider we are Brahmanas. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, if a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater. But who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life to the Supreme Lord, such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. Brahmana with all the qualifications, without devotional emotion, without devotional service to the Lord, he cannot purify himself, and what to speak of purifying his entire family. But whereas, on the other hand, a devotee may not have all the qualities of a Brahmana, but he can purify his entire family. So that's the greatness of bhakti. And he says, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. So bhakti is that. It is not that we are doing some favor to the Lord. You know, going out for book distribution, Harinam, are, you know, doing your japa. So many things we do for our own benefit. It is not to doing devotional service, or Prabhu is doing archana. It is not, Lord doesn't need anything. He is Atmarama, he is self-satisfied. But when we do it, as the example is given, when you decorate, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen decorated. So we are that reflection of the Lord. So when we serve the Lord, automatically we are also satisfied. Esmin tuste, jagat tuste. So if you water at the root of a tree, the entire tree get nourishment. So Lord is the root of entire creation. When we serve the Lord, you can satisfy the entire world. So that's the superiority of bhakti. Only bhakti can satisfy the Lord, nothing else, nothing else. And I will read a section from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, multiple instances, when Mahaprabhu preaching to Mayavadis, when Mahaprabhu preaching to his own devotees, when he is correcting Sanatana Goswami, he mentions the superiority of bhakti. In that superiority of the bhakti, he mentions the importance of chanting the holy names. So after the conversation, after he defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he felt so ashamed, and next day when Mahaprabhu came, he asked, that comes in Madhyalila chapter number 6, verse number 241. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked, "Now please tell me which form of devotional service is best I should do?" And Mahaprabhu tells, "Now chanting the holy names is the best form." I will read that verse. Then this Bhattacharya asks Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Which item is most important in the execution of devotional service?" The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Chanting the holy names of the Lord is not just a sentiment. It is so potent because Kalikale Namarupe Krishnavata, the Lord is present. As soon as you remember, the Lord is present. Now, if you miss somebody, when you remember their name, you know, immediately you think of them. On that normal material platform, that person may not present. But Lord being the Absolute, when you think of the holy name of the Lord is present. In this regard, Sachinandan Maharaj narrates a very beautiful story. He tells, you know, once there was a king and he has only one daughter. But as in the due course of time that king passed away, in his kingdom he has senapati in English? Commander-in-chief. So that commander-in-chief is very dear to the king and very much dear to the prince also, princess. Princess means Rajkumari, right? Sorry. So princess. So, and this princess was feeling so much separation from his father. And this commander-in-chief takes care of that princess very nicely. And as the time progressed, and this princess developed so much love and affection to this commander. And commander, he was taking care of the princess so nicely, and he started looking for a suitable match. And he did that arrangement, everything is done. And this princess want to express, you know, "I don't want to marry anybody else, but I want to marry you only. I want to marry you only." But she never expressed her desire. And this been continued for some time. And finally a day came, commander-in-chief told to the princess, "You know, you go to this kingdom, there you see a big palace, you go there, and the person whom I selected, he is present there." And this princess doesn't want to say no to the commander-in-chief. So she went there. And as she entering the palace, she could see such a big palace. And she could not imagine even in her dream that she is going to marry to that big king, and she was entering, and from the far she could see only a light, and there was a throne, and this king, he was just opposite, you know, she could see only from the back. But she was thinking, okay, I came here, but I fell in love with the commander-in-chief. And slowly the king turned. As soon as the king turned, she could, for her surprise, she could see the same commander-in-chief is the king. And Sachinandan Maharaj explains that the holy name which we are chanting at the moment is the commander-in-chief, is always taking care of us, you know, nurturing us. And slowly this commander-in-chief, you know, makes a suitable match with the Supreme Lord, establishes our connection with the Lord. And when we go after this birth, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Guru, when we go to the spiritual world, we see the same commander-in-chief, the same holy name, you know, personified in the spiritual world as Krishna. There is no difference. So that is why chanting the holy names is so much important. In the another connection also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains that Sanatan Goswami came from Vrindavan, and he has all the, you know, wounds, water coming from those. And Mahaprabhu every day comes and embraces him. And finally Sanatan Goswami decided he want to commit suicide. Then Mahaprabhu chastised, everything stopped. Then Mahaprabhu tells, you know, if at all, just by committing suicide, if one gets Krishna Prem, I'm ready to commit millions of times. And then he explained all the verses. At the end he says, but Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem can be achieved only through, he says, among the ways of executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best. Among executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best. For these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for him. And this Navavidha Bhakti has the potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for Krishna. This is what we want to achieve, right? That's the only wealth we should be greedy for, Krishna Prem. Other wealth will go. So only wealth one should be greedy and always lusty for, getting Krishna and Krishna Prem, ecstatic love for Krishna. And in the next verse, he tells, Taramadya Sarvasreshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalaite Paya Premadan. He says, of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. And again, see, so among all the 9 different processes, chanting the holy names is most important. And if one does so, one clause is avoid the offenses, the 10 kinds of offenses. One very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. In this purport, this is coming from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, chapter number 4, verse number 70 and 71. And the 71 purport is so beautiful. Srila Prabhupada is giving so many references from the scriptures, glorifying the holy name. So I will read the translations. The first one is Jiva Goswami Prabhu's Bhakti Sandarbha, verse number 270. He says, chanting the holy name is the chief means of attaining love of Godhead. This chanting or devotional service does not depend on any paraphernalia, nor on one's having taken birth in a good family, By humility and meekness, one attracts the attention of Krishna. That is the verdict of all Vedas. Therefore, if one becomes very humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of Krishna in this age of Kali. That is the fulfillment of all great sacrifices, penances and austerities. Because when one achieves ecstatic love of Godhead, he attains the complete perfection of life. Therefore, whether one does in executing devotional service, whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And then he gives Rupa Goswami's Namastaka, verse number 1. He says, O Harinama, the tip of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadeva. O Harinama, I take complete shelter of you. And then he, Prabhupada, explains Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 1 of part 1, verse number 9. He says, all glories to all blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation and worship. When somehow or other uttered even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. And again from Sukadeva Goswami, from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, verse number 11, there it is mentioned, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the greatest authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Again, Yamaraj says in Canto 6, Chapter 3, 22, he says, devotional service beginning with the chanting of holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. And how to chant the holy name? That is given in Sikshastaka, verse number 3. Trinadapi sunichena taroreva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. You know, we, being in Krishna consciousness, we know that chanting the holy name is the ultimate. We know Navayudha Bhakti is best, important. And we have been practicing quite some time. And it is very important for us to always reflect. Now, it may be day-to-day reflection, it may be weekly reflection, monthly or every Ekadashi. It is very important for us to reflect, you know, where we are at. You know, Socrates mentions that unexamined life is unworth to live. So we should always examine, like a normal materialist. He always, when somebody is doing business, they always do a review. Every three quarter, one quarter, they conduct a review and where we are, how our sales going, how much we earn, what is the balance. Similarly, we should review ourselves, reflect, you know, which element of bhakti I am doing, how is my sadhana going, how am I chanting 16 rounds, am I able to observe. So that reflection is very important. You know, after reflection, accept it genuinely. Yes, I am lacking in this particular element. So I am not doing chanting properly, I am not doing regular seva, I am not doing deity worship properly, I am not reading continuously. So accept and plan for it. After acceptance, correct it. First reflect, then accept where you want to progress, and then correct it. Take up corrective measures. You know, I will dedicate this time. I will do. This is our life's business. And then, after doing this, only then accept the mercy of the Lord. No, without reflection, without correction, without acceptance of our own fault, it is not very good to accept Lord's mercy. Of course, Lord's mercy is there. That's why we are here in devotional service. But this is the process. Reflect, accept, correct, and expect. Race. That is our race. Everyday day, race. So take a moment. Just reflect how our chanting, how our sadhana. Okay, I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comment.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. My question was, you said about Narasimha Dev, you wanted to see if he was there in his heart, that's why. But, so, in that one, like, did he know that Hiranyakashipu was Jay and Vijay, and, like, one of them, and, or did, like, Yoga Maya cover him for momentarily?
Exactly, I don't know the how Lord is feeling when he is killing Hiranyakashipu, but as far as my understanding, I would say, because Lord, he says in the Queen Kunti prayers, Maya Javanikachannam, he is on the stage performing that activity. So when he is performing that activity, he is completely immersed in that activity. So he may not be feeling that this is Jaya Vijaya, but he is in that moment.
Thank you, Raji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how when something is in contact with a darkness, with a light, the darkness immediately goes away, as you mentioned the room example. Similarly, when we are in contact with Lord Krishna, our darkness or our ignorance goes away. But Prabhu, we see even after being with the Lord for so many lifetimes, chanting His holy names, reading about His pastimes, we still fluctuate between the modes of ignorance. And we still sometimes tend to do like wrong things. So how do we understand this?
No, in this room, we have so many lights, correct? But if you compare the light in the altar and that side, it is so dim, this side. And few days ago, none of these lights were there. Although only one light is there. But why this place is dark still? Because the potency of light is small here. So similarly, in our day-to-day sadhana, the amount of devotional service potency, with what potency intensity we are doing, is like a small lamp. So that's why. Even the light flies, have you seen light flies? In the dark night, light fly, that also has a light, small. But within that radius, that illuminates. But to chase away entire light, you need sun. So that's why we need to bring that intensity in our sadhana. So when that complete intensity of sadhana, chanting the holy names and reading, entire thing gone. But in the initial stage, our devotional light is very tiny. So that's why still we are fluctuating between both. And very dull. So it's just to increase it. increase it, fuel it more. Will you?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Very good. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Nice class. Prabhu, it is said that whoever comes in touch with Lord gets purified. Mm. But in this instance, Lord came as a nursing dev. But Hiranyakasipu also came in touch. But he was not purified. Rather, he started fighting. He started challenging. Mm. So how to understand this one, Prabhu?
He got the biggest purification just operated by the Lord.
Uh-huh.
You know, Tavakara Kamalavare, with his own fingernails he ripped. Mm. What more is required? Mm. He directly touched by the Lord, killed by the Lord. And after, in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, we see later, he was asking, you know, my Lord, my father, he is all the demon, but he is my father, please show mercy. And Lord gave benediction that, just because he is connected with you, already got liberated.
It's really wonderful, Prabhu. Yes. Jai. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else?
Okay. If anything is there, we'll stop here. Vrindarashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yesterday,
it's going to be bigger than you like next week.